From the faith chapter, so far, we've learned that it's also an action or obedience chapter. And we've learned that faith is obeying God when it doesn't make sense to us. It didn't make sense to Noah to build an ark, but he built an ark because God said so. It didn't make sense to Abraham to move when he didn't know where he was going, but he moved. It didn't make sense to him to sacrifice his son as God told him to. It was his only son. It was his heir. It didn't make sense, but he attempted to do it anyway. It didn't make sense for Rahab, the giant Rahab, to throw in with a few midgets who said they're going to conquer the city of Jericho. It didn't make sense to Gideon to take an army of 300 men against 135,000 Midianites. Things that don't make sense, but people obeyed. That is what faith is. You see, today, many people claim to have faith. What they mean is they believe God exists and that God offers salvation. That's not faith. Faith is obeying God even when it doesn't make sense to us. Many people keep 9 of the 10 commandments. Why do they keep 9 of them? Because 9 of them are logical. You could arrive at the conclusions by oneself without the Bible. It makes sense if there's only one God to have no other gods. It makes sense to not bow down to idols when we have a living God. It makes sense not to take his name in vain. It makes sense to honor parents. It makes sense to not kill, to not commit adultery, to not steal, to not lie, to not covet. All those things make sense, but the fourth commandment has an element of arbitrariness in it. It doesn't make sense that God arbitrarily says which day we are to rest and keep holy for 24 hours. That doesn't make sense in a secular culture. So people say, well, I will obey God where it makes sense to me. They don't actually say that or admit it, but that's what they're doing. Is there faith then in that? People say, well, I believe in tithing. I can't do it yet because we can't afford it right now. What they're really saying is I don't have faith that God can take care of us if we tithe. People say, I believe in the Sabbath, but my work. Well, what are they saying? They're saying that they don't believe God can take care of them unless they work 7 days a week. See, all of these things illustrate the fact that obedience and faith are together. And there's no such thing as faith without obedience. And faith is obeying God when it doesn't make sense to us. You see, God has a dilemma. He has a desire to save as many as possible. He knows that no one understands clearly. We see in a glass darkly, so to speak. He will have to save them and then teach them more when they get to heaven. None of us have all truth. So the question is, who is teachable? Answer, those who obey God when it doesn't make sense to them. Grace, people say, well, I'm looking for a church that's filled with grace. I'm all about grace. Well, grace implies obedience. Grace implies violation. If I'm going over the speed limit, I come around a curve and there's a cop car sitting in the median, I immediately think, I hope he's full of grace, right? Why? Because I have violated and I need grace. There's no such thing as needing grace unless there's violation. Obedience and law are the center of the gospel. God gives grace to those who need grace. Why? Because of our violations of obedience to God. Obedience is important, but it's become a dirty word nowadays. It's like a four-letter word, obey. And people don't want to talk about obedience. Instead, they want to talk about relationship. Well, to have a relationship with God, the Bible teaches that He is Creator and we are His creatures. He is master, and we are the servant. Yes, he says, I call you brethren, and so on and so forth. That's good. We are to have a relationship, a loving relationship with God. But nevertheless, the order remains. God decides what we must do, and we obey, and that is faith, even when it doesn't make sense to us. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.